Brett Hollander on WBAL.
News Radio 1090.
And WBAL.com.
Happy Friday, and thanks for being with us tonight on WBAL News Radio 1090. I know the storm is about to begin. I hope everyone's being safe on those roadways. Joining us right now, former Baltimore Raven, former New England Patriot, who played for Bill Belichick, Adelis Thomas is with us right now. Adelis, thank you so much for coming on the program again.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, man. It's always a pleasure to come on with you guys.
I really do appreciate it, and I know this has probably been an interesting week for you. I know a lot of people like me have tried to contact you. What was your take from Monday through now about what's transpired here?
It's interesting, to say the least. You know, until the final facts come out, you know, it'll be very, I'm intrigued to know, you know, who knows what. I think everybody is kind of intrigued of what really happened, and it'll be interesting what the findings find. But I think it's safe to say that it will probably all come out after the Super Bowl.
I agree with you on that completely. Adelis, let me ask you this. From an NFL's player's perspective, and I've heard differing views on this, would you consider this cheating if a New England Patriots official or a player or whomever intentionally changed the football? Does that qualify as cheating in your mind? And I'm asking you this, if you were a defensive player on a team that just lost a game to a team that deflated a football, you're playing linebacker, you're doing your thing, and you lost, whether it was a close game or a blowout, would you consider that cheating?
If you intentionally break the rules, and that is considered cheating. If you're going to do something to give yourself an advantage that the other team don't have and try to conceal it from the other team or from anyone else, then it's considered cheating. I will say that I don't think deflated balls warranted a 45-7 score.
Right.
You know, so I don't want to take anything from the hard work that those guys have done. And it's kind of sad that, you know, it's kind of taken over the headlines because early in the year, you know, everybody was like, you know, they hurt their leg jumping off of the Patriot bandwagon. You know, they played Kansas City. They were washed up. Tom Brady was this. He didn't have any receivers. They didn't go and get him any help. And then 6 weeks later, they hadn't lost a game, and he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. So it's always interesting to see how people go back and forth, back and forth. And if they win the Super Bowl, people are going to go and say, well, they deflated the balls and they cheated, and so they didn't deserve to win or they shouldn't have been there. But if they lose, people are going to say, well, they cheated anyway, they deserve to lose. So it's one of those catch-22 things where, you know, it really is a blemish to their accomplishments that they've made this far this year. From going to a, you know, an average team, but continue to get better throughout the year and are clicking on all cylinders, seem like, right now. And they're very well coached. They're smart, physical, tough football team. And you have something as a deflation in a ball that now is just kind of taking over the Super Bowl. I haven't heard anything about Seattle in the last 3 days. And, you know, and that can be good and bad because New England can use that as motivation or it can be a distraction. So everybody will weigh in after the Super Bowl with their facts. But it would be interesting for someone to come out now and stand on what they – how they feel it would affect New England going into the game and stand on that same fact afterwards. So it'll be very interesting to see what take the media take on it, broadcasters, news people, blogs, journalists. It'll be very interesting to see what position they take on this issue.
I imagine, Adelis, there's a whole bunch of people on this New England Patriots team, both coaches and let's just say everyone defensively and pretty much everyone not named Tom Brady, they're saying right now, we worked our tails off to get to this point since training camp, our off-season approach, winning those games that had a lot to do with defense and special teams, or maybe it was a great play by other members of the offense, not just Tom Brady, who's obviously such a major part of the Patriots' success this year and years gone by, but there has to be a bunch of linebackers on this Patriots team saying, and DBs, we just held Andrew Luck to 7 points in the AFC title game, and we're getting dragged through the mud with this?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I would be the same way. I would render judgment until the final thing comes out. I mean, I'm going to do is, you know, probably what I would want someone to do to me is wait for all the facts to come out. And when the facts come out and say, this is what it is, good, bad, and indifferent, I won't waste too much energy on it. I have an opinion about it. It'll be just that. But until then, you know, I'm not going to give it too much energy because, you know, it's an investigation and it's ongoing. And it's, I just can't sit there and go back and forth. But they did it. They didn't do it. You believe this person. You read his body language and all that different stuff. Wait for the facts to come out. And when it comes out and they have, I guess, hard evidence of who did what, and then from that point, it will, you know, I would then, you know, love to then say, okay, this is my opinion on it. And more importantly, I think everybody's going to know is what is the punishment and what should the punishment be.
Were there any rumblings of anything like this throughout your NFL career? New England, Baltimore, just in the hallways when you met up with friends in the offseason. Did you ever hear about deflating a football until Monday morning?
No. The deflate, I don't think anybody really paid even thought of that. You know, I'm kind of like Bill Belichick on that one. Like, I don't know the process of balls or anything.
It just never came to mind for you.
Yeah, it never really crossed my mind because, again, I'm not a quarterback, so I don't really think about it. I mean, I've seen them brush them. I've seen the balls get there. I've seen them get brushed, you know, like every other ball does, but I don't take it into consideration. I didn't know that the refs checked the ball pressure before. I didn't know the level that it had to be at. I didn't know the window.
Yeah, why would you? Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. Why would you?
But, well, because that's not my world.
Right.
I'm on defense, and so it's out of sight, out of mind. I just want to catch it. You know, when it's cold outside, all balls are hard to me, you know, because your hands are numb, and, you know, you get a tipped ball, it hurts worse than anything. So it's always interesting to sit there and think about it now. But before then, I never really thought about it.
Hmm. Fascinating stuff. Adalys Thomas, former Raven, former Patriot. Do you have a prediction for the Super Bowl beyond this? And unless something really dramatic happens in the next week or so, assuming all the principal players are still involved in Super Bowl 49, who do you like in the game?
I feel that this right here is working in New England's favor because it's making them closer. And I think it's one where they will say, we'll show you, you know, how we play. We are going to come out. We're going to be the better team. I think the injuries in the secondary of Seattle, it concerns me a little bit. I'm not sure of how they would match up against Gronkowski. And so I will pick New England to win the game.
Mm. Interesting stuff from Adalys Thomas. AD, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. I hope we can do it again soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
That's Adalys Thomas. 410-467-WBAL, 410-467-WBAL. We'll take your phone calls next on Adalys and Deflategate. More on this coming up.